I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, just not feeling it. You know, not everyone is joyful this time of year. Are you feeling low? Christ is here for you, too. Let us help you experience God's grace and consolation. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And today's show is titled, Just Not Feeling It. You know, the reality is, even though the air is filled with carols and decorations and we're bombarded with messages to be joyful, and we have cause to rejoice, of course, the reality is not everyone is joyful this time of year. And if you're feeling low, you can also start kind of beating up on yourself and feeling a little guilty because you're not in the right spirit, quote-unquote.
Layers, like guilt, anger, because you're not in the right place. It messes with our feelings and our thoughts.
Well, the reality is, Christ is here for you, too. And we want to help you experience God's grace and consolation. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. If you're having a hard time feeling the joy this Christmas, you know, maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one. Perhaps you're going through a breakup, experiencing a health challenge, or some other setback in your life. We want to help you discover how Christ is here for you and how to invite Him into the midst of whatever you're feeling and experiencing this Christmas. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825.
We want to be there for you, to hear your story, for us to be able to pray for you now and through our prayer chain that we do. And we want you to know that whatever you're going through, Christ really loves you and cares about you and wants to be there for you. And I have to say, we've been through this. We really have. And many years ago, with our first child, we lost our first baby 9 days before Christmas, and it was a complicated, very difficult time for many, many, many reasons on top of the fact that we were losing the baby. But the reaction of people, we went into the ER, and the ER nurse who was attending me said, "You can't miscarry this child right now because it's Christmas and you're just going to bring all of us down. So don't you dare do this." Like, I was devastated. Like, talk about a lack of support, but then shaming me for messing up her Christmas spirit because I was going through the loss of a child that we had desperately, desperately, desperately wanted and never thought we would be able to have. Then family relatives, when we told them we lost the baby, There was a very close relative who said, "Oh, it's fine. Worse things will happen in your life." We had no support. We had so much pain. I was angry at God. I was devastated. We were so sad. And yet, it was Christmas. And we were very Catholic. And we did love God, even though we were confused. And He did some things to get us through it that were personal to us, and I know that He's there to help you in your own personal situations as well, and we want to walk the walk with you today and help you connect with Him.
877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And I have to also invite all of you with all my heart, if you have been through Christmases past, where you have experienced some kind of pain, you know, whether it was a breakup, a loss, going through depression, going through a difficult setback, But you're on the other side of that now. You survived that. You have moments where you saw Christ's love and provision for you and miracles in your life that got you through that time. Please call in during this hour, because there are people who need to hear that message to give them hope, to let them see concrete evidence of God's love in their lives or in your life, so they can believe it for their lives as well. So whether you are going through a loss or a setback or a difficult time right now, even though it's Christmas, or you've been through something and you can really testify to your abilities to survive, God's grace through the situation, a lot of us need to hear from you today to help us all through it. We need to be there for each other. So please give us a call on this show today, entitled Just Not Feeling It. If you're going through something that's not letting you feel that Christmas hype and joy, we're here for you today. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering what that is, or for that matter, how it could possibly help you deal with not feeling the Christmas spirit, well, you've come to the right place. St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation.
Often we have a tendency to think that we have to leave our life to go and find God. The theology of the body reminds us that God wants to share in the experience we are having in the moment. We only have to invite him into it. At Christmas, we remember that Jesus wasn't born at the Bethlehem Ritz-Carlton with a fluffy bed and warm towels and a concierge to attend to his every whim. He was born in a dirty, smelly stable. Jesus came because he wants to be part of our chaotic lives. That's what he was born to do, to consecrate all of it and show us how even the craziest of lives can be whole and holy through his grace.
So yes, Christmas is a time for joy and for joyful people, but it's also a time for sad people and angry people and grieving people and anxious people. The Christmas angel doesn't stand at the door of your church like a bouncer requiring a smile as a cover charge.
Truly.
Christ is come for you. He wants to be born in your stable. If you're joyful, he wants to be part of that. But if you're sad or grieving or anxious or angry, he wants to be part of that too. In fact, he would like you to place him at the center of that experience and give your messy heart to him as a gift that's even more precious than the gifts of the Magi. If you can't relate to the joy of this Christmas season, then let Christ be part of whatever you're feeling. Whatever you're going through this Christmas, there is room for it in the heart of the little one who lies in the manger. Today's show is titled Just Not Feeling It, and if you're not experiencing that joy, it's okay. Let's talk about how you can find Christ in this Christmas season, how God is still here for you and wants to be part of that experience to help you identify those next steps. Let us help you connect with his grace, his consolation, and start looking for some next steps forward through that difficult situation, whether you're experiencing the grief of a loved one, experiencing grief for the loss of a loved one, going through a breakup, experiencing a health challenge or setback in your life. Let's talk it out. Let's pray for you, offer some thoughts on how to move forward, and stay connected to God's grace through this season. Likewise, if you are you've been through a difficult situation and God has brought you through it, and you'd like to share your witness of God's faithfulness through your difficulties, I know it would be an inspiration for a lot of listeners. Call up and share. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. Then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you our hearts, especially those hearts that are heavy and aching for some reason. And we ask that you would be born into those difficult, painful, messy situations that we find ourselves in. And to remind us that if we're not feeling the joy of this Christmas season, that you still love us and you still want to be with us, and that you've come not just for the joyful people, but for the sad people and the anxious people and the angry people and the lonely people and all the other people besides. Help us to consecrate those difficult experiences to you and show us how those experiences can be an opportunity to draw closer to you, to experience your love and grace and consolation, and to experience the blessing that this season can be, regardless of what we're feeling. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled, Just Not Feeling It. You know, not everyone is feeling joyful at this time of year, and that's okay. Because Christ wants to be born into whatever you're experiencing. And whether you're having a hard time because you're grieving the loss of a loved one, or going through a breakup, experiencing a health challenge or another setback in your life, we want to help you discover how Christ is here for you and how to invite him in the middle of whatever you're feeling and experiencing this Christmas. Likewise, if you have been through some difficult situations that God has brought you through, and you'd like to witness to his grace and glory, by sharing that story this time, we'd love to hear from you as well. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Odette, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Massachusetts.
Odette, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. I would love to thank you for the show. I learned a lot through it. I had a very, very bad divorce years ago, 25 years ago. And I had two little children. One was almost a year, and one was like 3.5.
Wow.
And, I raised them with the help of God, definitely, every single day through my life with them. It was God's help. And they are grown up now. One is married and have a baby, and one is adult working in another far state. And it seems like when I talk to my son about the past, when he asks me questions, I seem to choke up and it brings back some of the hurt. But my son seems to think that I am not over the pain. He seems to think I should be over all that now and talk about it like an experience and not be sad and soak and be hurt. So I don't know. Do I really, is this normal feelings that I'm going through? Like,
and it says on our board, Odette, that your son's recommending that you seek counseling. Is that the case?
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, I have some things I want to say about that, but first let me ask, are there things going on, say, that you still feel that you're, let me put it this way, you're, obviously, right, you're still feeling sad about the sad things that have happened to you, that's perfectly normal, but in terms of, and I'll come back to that in a minute, but in terms of the question of whether you should seek counseling or not, I think what you want to reflect on is, do you feel that those wounds from the divorce, from that painful experience, are continuing to affect the way you live now, the choices you make about relationships, the way you engage with other people, the way you feel about yourself, those kinds of things? Because if it was just a matter of you recalling a sad experience and feeling sad about it, that is perfectly normal and perfectly appropriate. And of course, we're going to feel sad about sad things. When Lisa was telling the story about the loss of our baby 9 days before Christmas when we were married in the early years, I started to tear up. I mean, that's a sad thing. And I'm certainly past that, but it's still sad. But the only reason you would want to seek counseling is not necessarily to get over, you know, feeling sad about sad things that have happened to you, but if you felt that there are things in your life now that were still being affected by those sad things in the past. So again, if you feel that the divorce is causing you to be more suspicious of people in the present, or having a hard time being joyful in your life now.
If you are having a hard time being able to have the discussions about this, you know, you said when your son asks you questions about the past, you kind of, you know, choke up, you get very sad about it. If it's causing you to not be able to have the conversations that he needs to have to understand his story, to feel closer to you through it all, then that would be a very good reason to go to counseling and be able to work this out with somebody. Because, you know, you're telling me about the ages of these little guys when your husband left and you had to raise them all by yourself. And Odette, I can only imagine how much you had to lock down a lot of your feelings, tough it through every day, doing diapers and feeding and providing for these kids and not getting enough sleep. And you were in crisis mode probably the entire time you were raising them. You probably never had a chance to breathe or look up or process this very much at all. And now may be the time that since the kids are grown and you have successfully done this, good for you, by the way, to go ahead and process this with a counselor. Really understand what all your feelings are about this. Process the kind of relationship you want to have with your children now. Come up with ways to get through this. In other words, take that big, deep breath. And A, give yourself the credit for what you got through all of these years, raising these kiddos on your own, dealing with all the crisis day in and day out of this, but also be able to process who you want to be from here on in and how you're going to have a close and loving relationship with your kids. That will also include being able to help them process their story and their pain, because they weren't even that verbal when this happened. And they're probably seeking ways to process that now so that they can fully heal and know who they are.
So I hope that gives you some thoughts about whether you should pursue counseling or not. And if you're looking for faithful support to address any of those particular wounds or grow in ways that you'd like to grow but have been held back for some reason, then we'd love to be able to support you through that. And I'd encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you take those next steps if you feel that it's necessary at this point. But again, feeling sad about the sad things that have happened to us, as long as it's not impacting our daily lives and our decisions, is perfectly normal. Thank you so much for the call. 877-573-7825 is the number. Again, that's 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Just Not Feeling It. You know, the reality is not everyone is joyful this time of year, and that's okay. Christ came for you too, not just for the joyful people. Let us help you experience God's grace and consolation, and really find your own experience of Christmas this year, help you identify the next steps forward, and really experience that peace and grace of the season. Likewise, if you've been through a difficult situation and God has delivered you and brought you through the other side, and you'd like to tell that story, we'd love to hear from you. 877-573-7825. When we come back from break, Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute will be sharing some spiritual insights for those who are not feeling the joy of the season. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Dealing with personal, emotional, or relationship challenges, you don't have to go it alone or sacrifice your faith to get good help. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, founder of CatholicCounselors.com. My team of Catholic pastoral counselors has helped thousands of Catholics, just like you, find grace-filled solutions to life's toughest challenges. At CatholicCounselors.com, we integrate the timeless wisdom of our faith with cutting-edge psychological insights to help you make change on every level. Visit CatholicCounselors.com today and let us help your faith, life, and relationships flourish. As Christmas approaches, it brings an opportunity to reflect on our responsibilities and resolve to protect those we love. Giving your family the assurance of a secure future is a profound act of care. Through our partnership with MyCatholicWill.com/AVE, you can allocate assets to the individuals and causes you hold dear, all at no cost from the privacy of your home. Secure your legacy and honor your faith. MyCatholicWill.com/AVE.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled, Just Not Feeling It. You know, not everyone is joyful at this time of year, and if you're feeling low, the good news is that Christ is here for you too, and that he loves you and he wants to give you his grace and consolation and be born into the experience you're having, whatever it is. Give us a call and let us help you connect with that grace today on More to Life at 877-573-7825, or if you've been through a difficult situation, especially at this time of year, and that God has brought you through it, and you'd love to share that story, we'd love to hear from you. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute. He is a pastor, a counselor, an expert on the theology of the body, as well as an artist. Father Loya, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you. Always great to be here.
Well, and you were sharing with us over the break that you wanted to talk about what you called art therapy for those who are not experiencing the joy of the season. What do you mean by that?
Yes, well, I really like what you're saying about even if you're not joyful, Christ is there for you. Because, you know, we've sort of created almost like a parallel artificial idea of Christmas. It's like there's this pressure. You have to be joyful. You have to be with someone. Otherwise, it's a bad Christmas, or something bad or tragic happens. It's a bad Christmas. No, that is your Christmas. No matter what happens, that is your Christmas, even in the bad, because it's about Christ coming into our world, even into the bad. And I'm going to offer a little art therapy with the Byzantine icon Nativity, because it teaches us something. It's very therapeutic. In the smack in the middle of the icon, and it's a big part of the icon, is darkness, darkness. And Jesus, the child Jesus, is in that darkness, and he's made very bright, but he's still against the darkness. And the star Bethlehem comes and penetrates that darkness as well, is touching the Christ child. So Christ comes into darkness. He didn't come into just a happy, happy time. We're all joyful, all feeling good. He came into darkness. And then the swaddling clothes he wears are actually depicted as burial wrappings, which means it's anticipating what this child really is about, that he's going to suffer and die. He's going to, again, come into darkness to overcome it. Then there's even St. Joseph is portrayed kind of in the periphery of the picture plane, and he's portrayed as holy as he is. He's portrayed in a faith struggle, like us. He's being tempted as often as we are by the devil. And the devil is disguised, as the devil often is. He's disguised as an innocent little old shepherd, but it's actually the devil. And he's tempting Joseph to be anxious, to be doubtful, to almost be despairing. And this is St. Joseph being tempted this way. And the surrounding features of all the parts of the icon, the cave, the vegetation, the figures, all that, are all kind of being tinged by this light that's coming from Christ, which means that Christ, God's coming into the world, has touched every aspect of reality. In other words, God is there in everything, whether it's darkness or joy, nature, relationships, whatever, God is there. And that is the real gift of this Christmas event, this incarnational event, which just begins on December 25th, and it goes on forever. It doesn't stop. It's not a past tense that we speak of on December 26th. God comes into our reality, and he stays there. He's here at all times and everything. It's really a quintessential, you know, Christmas, the Nativity is really a quintessential theology of body moment. You know, the invisible is made visible through the physical. Theology of the body. God takes on our own body and makes it holy, makes it different. He comes into the entire created reality, and he's there no matter whether something is joyful, full of light, or dark. And that icon, contemplating that, really taking that those messages, I think can be very therapeutic and very encouraging at this time, especially those who are not joyful.
Well, and you know, as you're talking and as we continue reflecting and speaking with the callers, it occurs to me that in many ways, Christmas is especially for those who are going through difficult times, because Christ came to be born into our brokenness and into our sorrow and into our struggles. That's the whole point of the incarnation. It's not exactly that Jesus came down to join a party.
Right. You know, exactly right.
That he wanted to come to the office party and celebrate with hats and streamers.
He came. That's a real image. Yeah.
He wanted to be
exactly
born into
right,
our mess.
You nailed it. That's the whole point. And we have to kind of reconfigure our concept of Christmas, because it's too much the other way, that he's come into a party and we're all supposed to be happy in a party. But no, he's come into darkness to bring joy and light. But it, just like when you the experience you shared about your first child, you know, that became your Christmas. That became where you had to turn to faith, where you had to sense, where is God? That became the real Christmas for you at that time, you know? And that's what we have to, that's the takeaway.
And that's what I have to jump in here, Father Loya. But thank you so much for being with us. What a beautiful reflection on that icon. And thank you for that little bit of art therapy today. And folks, we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. And our show titled, Just Not Feeling It. If you're feeling a little low or going through some hard times this season, give us a call. 877-573-7825.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
You remember the time I said on the air, go to confession. And when you're done, go out and have a big ice cream soda. Celebrate. And a man wrote to me, he says, you know, I hadn't gone to confession in 30 years. Do you mind if I went and had a pizza? I said, oh, have 20 pizzas.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle, yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. We parents are only human, and that's a good thing. But it also means that sometimes we say and do things around our family that we wish we hadn't. When that happens, have you ever considered apologizing to your child or spouse? It doesn't have to be a big deal. You can say something like, you know, I can tell I really hurt you when I yelled at you earlier today. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? Some parents worry that apologizing might undermine their authority. But for Christians, true authority isn't about power and control. Rather, it flows from trusting, healthy relationships. Asking forgiveness helps to build that good kind of authority. It shows our kids that our relationship with them is based on love, truth, and generosity. Most importantly, it shows that God is the ultimate authority in our home. When God rules our lives, we don't need to constantly project some false image of our own perfection. We can admit our mistakes because our identity and worth are rooted in our inherent dignity as God's beloved children, a dignity that doesn't depend on our perfection, but rather on God's limitless love for us. To get more help and resources, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled, Just Not Feeling It. You know, not everyone is joyful at this time of year, and that's okay. In fact, if that's the case, in many ways, Christmas was made for you because Christ wanted to be born into our struggles, our brokenness, our sadness, our difficulties, and He is here for you in this season. Let us help you experience God's grace and consolation and maybe the next steps forward at 877-573-7825. Likewise, if you've been through a difficult challenge at this time of year and you would like to share how God has brought you through it, I know that a lot of people would really be inspired by your witness.
Call up and share. Be a real witness of hope for so many.
877-573-7825.
We won't need to send out some congratulations to two longtime EWTN radio partners. Burlington Divine Mercy Association, serving Burlington, Iowa, is celebrating 21 years with EWTN.
And Catholic Community Radio, with stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, is celebrating 15 years with EWTN. So congratulations to Joe Spillane, Tony Miller, and everyone at KCDM Radio, and to David Dawson and his great team in Louisiana, from all your friends here at EWTN. And folks, please do remember your local EWTN radio station when you're making contributions in this holiday season. Let's keep EWTN radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and living a more joyful, faithful, and abundant life. With that, we're taking your calls on our show today titled Just Not Feeling It. If you're going through a difficult time in this time of year, whether that's the grief of the loss of a loved one, going through a breakup, experiencing health challenges or a setback in your life, let us help you discover how Christ is here for you and how to invite Him in the middle of whatever you're feeling and experiencing in this season. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk right now with Asia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in South Carolina.
Hi, Asia. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Hi. I was just calling because, I've been going through a lot. I'm a professional daughter, so I take care of my parents. And my husband and I have been trying for over 2 years to start our own family, and it has not been going well. And it seems like, because I'm 30, it seems like everything, all the ads and, like, mm-hmm. even things in our church and everything is so geared towards parents.
Yep.
It's kind of painful.
It's extraordinarily painful.
Yes. Sorry. so I'm actually, like, at the waiting for my doctor's appointment in the parking lot right now because my NAPRA doctor moved and I have a new one, and I just got a letter yesterday saying my new one that I'm starting today is going to be leaving as well. So,
oh my goodness.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
It's just, there's a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And I guess my question is, I'm not mad at God because I love God. I know what you've said about what you went through. And I just want to know what kind of what helped you get through all this crap?
Sure. And sweetheart, golly, there are times I feel so frustrated that I can't reach through these radio waves and hug people, because boy, do I want to hug you and hold you right now. You're absolutely right. It is so difficult. It is difficult every single day when you're desperately wanting a child, when you can almost feel like God's letting you know that, you know, he has something for you and a person for you to love, and you don't know how that's ever going to happen because everything is going wrong and everything is getting in your way, and it is excruciating. And then you put Christmas with it, and you've got, like you said, everything surrounded in family life, everything surrounded in mom's preparing for Christmas and babies. And additionally, I'll throw this out there. Yeah, I know for me, I felt like if one more mom complained about their kids during that season, especially, where all I wanted was to be holding that baby and having those sleepless nights, I thought I was going to just scream right there in public. I feel your pain and your struggle so much. Please know, first of all, Ada, that I'm going to be adding you to my personal prayer list every day, because, boy, I know what this is like. How you get through it, first of all, it's going to be different for every single couple. The first thing I am going to personally recommend, although we recommend this constantly on air, you and your husband have to be praying together every single day, talking to God together about this every single day. And you sound like an incredibly faithful couple. You're going through NAPRO kind of stuff, which is so important as a Catholic couple in this situation.
And for folks who don't know, NAPRO technology is a faithful way to respond to a lot of reproductive health problems.
Yes. And I know for Greg and I, the only way we could really pray together is we would go for a walk every night after work. A long, long walk. And we would just talk to each other and talk to God and cry and pray as we walked, because even sitting still to talk to God at that point seemed too burdensome. We needed to like get out some of that energy and struggle just through walking. And we're not big walking people, but it was our way of connecting with each other and with God and trying to seek his will in all of this and figure it out every single day. Without that, we would have probably turned on each other.
And in terms of how to pray about it, if you have certain devotions that are meaningful to you, by all means, pray those. But I want to make sure that you're praying from your heart on this, because that's really how we find what God is leading us to. And when I say that, what I mean is be honest about whatever you're feeling. Out loud with God, and especially if you're praying with your husband and your husband's praying with you, talk to God as if he was right there in the room with you, the person who knew you best and loved you most, and you were going to him with all the stuff that's in your heart. And, you know, you said that you're not mad at God because you love him, but I got to say, those two things are not mutually exclusive, right? I love Lisa, but I get mad at her sometimes, and she loves me, and she gets mad at me sometimes.
And no, I think
it's okay,
Greg,
to be mad at God.
Greg came into our marriage because he had such a fervent prayer life in his family of origin, feeling free to be mad at God. And that scared me to death, because I came from a place where, like, you know, God's going to, like, strike you down if you're angry with him or if you say anything, you know, that it doesn't sound holy. You need to be able to pound on God's chest. You need to be able to say, you've given me this desire and you've blocked it, and we have no idea what you want us to do with this. We have no idea what your plan is for our lives, and we're scared, and we're angry, and we're brokenhearted. You need to be able to get that out and give it to him so that he can break through everything and begin to lead you step by step through his plan for
this. And there's going to be a temptation, especially if you're praying with your husband, it's like, well, I just don't feel like praying about this today. You know, what's the point? It's the same thing. You know, nothing's changed. What do I, you know, I've prayed about it. God knows. I'm going to leave it alone. Don't give in to that temptation. Keep having that conversation. Don't be afraid to bring up, even if it's painful, especially if it's painful, to bring it out and talk it out to God in each other's presence. But listen to each other and listen to God. And here's how I want you to specifically be praying about this. And you can integrate whatever other devotions or any other spiritual practices that are meaningful to you in this. But what I'd like you to be doing, okay, is making the focus of your prayer, Lord, you place this desire on my heart. it's here. And I want you to assume that it's from God, okay? And if it's not from you, take it away, right? But if he doesn't take it away, then assume it's from him. You have to assume that. And if it's from him, he has a way to fulfill that desire. That's also hard to believe, but it's true. If you give that desire back to God and say, Lord, look, if this is not from you, then take it away. But if it's from you, then I'm going to believe that it's from you and that you have a plan for this. Show me how to respond to this ache in my heart. Show me how to respond to this longing, this desire that you've placed in my heart. I don't know how to fulfill it. I don't know how to respond to it. I don't know what to do in the face of it. Lead me and guide me and show me your plan. And you keep praying that every day until you can, and he's going to lead you step by step. We always want God to kind of give us the full package and say, okay, here it is. It doesn't work that way.
Especially when we have this kind of desire. Yeah.
But he will lead you step by step, but you have to keep praying that way. You know, Lord, I've asked you to take this away. It's not gone away, so I'm going to assume it's from you because I don't have any other choice. It's here. Show me how to respond to this ache in my heart, to this pain that I'm feeling. Show me what you want me to do about it. What's the next step? Don't just pray about the big answer, like, you know, the big reveal of how he wants you to. It's, what do you want me to do about this today? How do you want me to respond to this pain today? What's one small thing that I can do about this right now? Because that's how God leads us step by step to where he wants us to go. And one of the reasons that he doesn't give us the big reveal all at once is because, in addition to leading us to where he wants us to go and giving us that answer, he wants to teach us to trust him and to walk with him and to understand how to hold his hand through these things. So that's part of this process too.
But it's also, as he calls us to trust him through this, it's not this kind of romantic, I just abandon myself completely to you, Lord, and everything's fine, and I'm going to be happy all the time. It's, Lord, I am angry. I am confused. I don't know how to trust you because you've put this ache into my heart, and I don't know how you're going to fulfill it. So how do I trust that? I'm blindly going through this with all this pain in my heart, all this longing in my heart, and I don't know even how to trust you through this. I don't know how to see the plan. I don't know what to do. And I'm asking you to reveal it. I'm asking you to carry me through it. I'm asking you to tell me what to do in this moment. I need you, Lord. And that honesty is going to carry you closer to Christ, closer to his plan, and help you cope with this on a daily basis and draw you closer to your husband and the two of you closer to God, because this kind of stuff can really end up putting all sorts of hurdles in the way of a couple who are both carrying pain through this and don't know how to fix it.
So, Asia, I want to give you two resources to follow up. The first one is Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. It's a book that we did for Word Among Us Press that really talks about how to put Christ in the center of our marriage and do things like discern together as a couple, yeah. Work through these things as a couple in prayer. So that's Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. The other resource I'd like to turn you on to is a book called The Life God Wants You to Have, which is all about dealing with disappointments in the light of faith. How do we discover God's plan when our plans aren't working out? Those two resources are available at CatholicCounselors.com if you'd like more support along these lines. Again, that's Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, and The Life That God Wants You to Have, Dealing with Disappointment in the Light of Faith, both available at CatholicCounselors.com. I'll just leave you with this last thing, though. You know, I remember myself, after this happened, you know, after we lost our baby 9 days before Christmas, I still had to go and do counseling, right?
Yeah, you were working for a company then, and they called you like about 48 hours after we lost the baby. I was still in, you know, really bad health situation, and said, "We're very sorry for your loss, but when are you getting back to work?" It was brutal.
So I remember driving into work and I was, you know, crying so hard I had to pull off to the side of the road for a little bit. But you know, through this we followed the same process that we're describing to you. And God did lead us through it step by step. And not only did he show us how to fulfill the longing of our heart, but he also used that experience to lead us to this entire ministry that we're doing now.
That's true.
And so in many ways, God brought us to a place that we never could have imagined. But again, it's just by doing that step by step. Okay, Lord, how do you want me to respond to this today? What's the next thing you want me to do today? How do I fulfill this longing in my heart today? And that's where he'll lead you to where he wants you to go. He does have a plan for that longing. He does. You need to trust that. As long as you give it back to him first, assuming that longing is still there, it's from him. Count on that and keep asking him how he wants you to fulfill it today. And I promise you that God will lead you to where he wants you to be. Asia, thank you so much for the call. We're adding you to our personal prayer list as well as to our More to Life prayer intentions. And we ask our listeners to keep Asia and all those who are struggling with infertility in this time, especially in their prayers. Asia, thank you so much for the call. And if there's more we can do to support you and your husband through this, if you'd like more personal guidance, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com as well. Thank you so much for your call. We have to go to break, but as we head out, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest.
You know, a reminder of why Christ came, and that Christ didn't just come for the joyful people. He didn't come for a Christmas party. He came to be born into our sadness and our struggles and our brokenness and the darkness to bring light and to show us where he wants us to go and how to deliver us from that darkness. And so if you're not feeling it, as the title of the show today says, and you're just not feeling it, and you're not experiencing that joy of the season, it's okay. In fact, it's exactly why Christ came, because he wants to be born into that, to be here for you, and to be that consolation in this difficult time. Call up and share, 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing we are back in the Holy Land, ready to introduce you to our favorite places in the world, the land where God walked. Mass at the most holy sites, pray the mysteries of the rosary where they happened, and experience the Bible in vivid color. We have led over 100 groups through this land, sharing the whole story of salvation. Of all the pilgrimages in all of the world, this is the one you should not miss.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Excuse me, and today's show is titled Just Not Feeling It, as we talk about the fact that, you know, not everybody's joyful this time of year. And that's okay, because Christ came to be born into that darkness and that pain to bring light to the darkness. 877 877- 573-7825.
Lana from Texas was next in our queue. Unfortunately, she had a drop off, but we want to make sure we take her question because so many people are having the same question right now. She said, her kids are getting older and it's hard to keep any kind of family time between all the sports and social schedules. She said, am I burning myself out and putting too much time into all these other things for them?
Thank you for the question, Lana. And the short answer is yes, you are. You know, we as families are all affected by the epidemic of FOMO, the fear of missing out, right? And there's this idea that if our kids are not involved in 3,000 activities, then they're not going to get into a good college, or they're not going to be well-rounded people, they're not going to have a great life. And that is a lie. Family time does not happen. We have to prioritize making it happen and plan things around it. And that is not the message that parents get. Parents get the message that you're supposed to have your kids involved in all kinds of different activities, and then family time just sort of happens. It does not. In fact, I would suggest to you that it is a lie of the devil that you have to have your kids scheduled in all these kinds of things, especially at the expense of family time. It's important to say, you know, we're gonna make being together as a family a priority and the most important activity in our week, and we're going to schedule it. And to the degree that you can participate in other things, to the degree that they don't compete too much with our family time. Now, every family has to decide how much time they need as a family. Every family has to kind of decide what rituals they're going to prioritize, whether that's family meals or a family day or a game night or whatever it is. But you identify those things and then you plan around them. And you say no to any activities that compete with those things, because the most important thing is family time. And I want to say this, kids do not learn to be socialized by hanging out with other kids. They learn to be socialized and have a good life by hanging out with you and having that secure base of family to launch out from.
And there's so many studies that tell us that teenagers, what they really want is more time with their parents. And there was an incredible study a few years back, it said that kids do not, when they interviewed thousands of kids do not see their parents' support at sports and other activities, the parents showing up or their parents raising funds or whatever those things are, as being for them. They think it's for the parents' social life. They feel like they're getting pushed aside and not really, you know, cared about in some ways by their parents because their parents keep them so busy. I want to say, Lana, go back to our last call. Go back to the longing in Asia's heart for a baby. When you were having these children and so grateful to look at their little faces when they were born, I'm sure you wanted to feel close to them. You wanted all sorts of warm family memories. You wanted to be their friend as they, you know, grow up and have their own children. You want a family life. You didn't have a baby. Look at them on day one and say, I can't wait to take them to every activity in the world and only see them for 45 seconds a week. Go back to that original desire in your heart. You're not just burning yourself out, and you don't have to ask if you are. If you're asking that question, you are. But you're also taking so much time away from the real desire of your heart, which is to be a family.
Yeah, and so, you know, Lana, I just want to encourage you to prioritize that time and realize that it's okay to make that time happen. And there was one other thing I wanted to share with you, and it kind of quickly went out of my head, and I'm so sorry. Basically, though, I know what it was. Your kids might push back initially against that, because a lot of times we've trained our kids to not need family time, to think that family time is irrelevant. And so they might push back if you say, hey, we need to reschedule some of these things. We need to look at our schedule. But that's okay. You know, by all means, take their feedback. Don't make them quit everything so you can just sit and stare at each other all day.
Figure out a way they can still have their friends in their life and their social life without spending every moment in activities.
But don't let that pushback stop you from prioritizing family time. And one of the things we've actually talked about a lot this month on the Catholic HOM app, and I'd encourage you to become a subscriber to the Catholic HOM community, is how do we take back family life? from all the other stuff that we are pressured to schedule into our days? How do we prioritize family time and find the courage to have that very countercultural position of saying, well, I'm going to choose relationship and intimacy over busyness and activity? So if you'd like support in making this happen, Lana, I really encourage you to become a subscriber to the Catholic HOM community so that you can have a more peaceful family, not just by Christmas, but all year round, by learning how to prioritize your family life and what to do once you've done that. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today for our show titled Just Not Feeling It. And as we're wrapping up, I just, again, a reminder that if you're not feeling joyful this season, don't feel guilty about that. Christ has come for you, and he wants to be born into whatever you're experiencing and whatever you're feeling. Give that experience to him and let him consecrate it and show you how that is an opportunity for holiness and healing. And if you'd like support in making that happen, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.